I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Sunspot activity. Bob watches the sunspots, the maximum, and the conduct of our sun, because that's just about as fundamental as you get for why we're here watching the sun. Any change in the pattern, Bob?
Yep, I published my revised graph of NOAA's monthly update of its graph of the number of sunspots on the visible Earth-facing hemisphere of the sun. I published it this week. And in September, the number of sunspots rose, but not a great deal. And in fact, it now is beginning to suggest that we might actually be at the maximum right now, the solar maximum, which would mean we're at the maximum 2 years earlier than predicted. Being 2 years earlier than predicted, a fast rise to a solar maximum in the past would suggest an extremely, extremely active solar maximum. But right now, the amount of activity is not at that level. So if we're at the maximum now and it plateaus and stays at this approximate fluctuating level for the next 3 or 4 years, this would be actually a relatively weak solar maximum. The interesting, this is the sun doing things unprecedented, we just don't understand. It rose very fast, which suggests a very powerful maximum. It appears now to be at a plateau much earlier than normal, which is unprecedented. Usually, if you rose fast, you'd have a much higher maximum. Basically, we don't know what's going on. That's the bottom line, John. And anyone who says they understand the sun and its influence on our climate doesn't know what they're talking about and should not be paid attention to.
Nova C, what is that?
This is a privately built commercial lunar lander built by the company Intuitive Machines. It has several contracts with NASA to bring NASA and other payloads to the moon. Nova C is the name of its lander. Its first lander is now ready for launch, and it's scheduled to launch in mid-November with a window opening on November 16th. It will land in the South Polar regions, not at the South Pole, though. It will be closer to the South Pole than India's Vikram Pragyan rover was, but it will not be at the South Pole. However, it will be landing on a ridgeline above a crater that does have permanently shadowed regions in it. However, this lander doesn't have a rover. It's only made, it's in many ways, it's an engineering test. It's only made to last one lunar day, which is about 2 weeks. Like Pragyan, once the lunar night happens, it's unclear whether it can survive that very harsh time. But it's ready to go, and we just have to keep our fingers crossed that everything will work. If it does succeed, it will be the first private commercial lunar lander to successfully land on another world.
Frequently asked questions about the South Pole. My understanding is that the expectation, the hope, the plan is that the South Pole has something that can be turned into water in order to sustain a colony. But that is not established. What is established is there's no evidence of water. Is that all correct, Bob?
That's kind of correct. They have detected in the permanently shadowed craters evidence of hydrogen. And the assumption is that the hydrogen is tied up in a molecule, and they assume that must be water, ice. And in the permanently shadowed craters, maybe ice could be there. But that has not yet been confirmed. We might discover that the hydrogen is from other causes, or the ice is very transient, or there's less there than we thought. We just don't know yet, and that's what everything is aimed at. Is there water there? And we're going to try to find out.
Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, we use it a lot. Bob uses it a lot. Magically, there's trouble. What?
This occurred in sometime this summer. One of the filters, CCD instruments on the high-resolution camera failed. And so now all the images that are coming back have a black streak strip down the middle where no data is being obtained. And this is unfortunate. The spacecraft, though, was built in the early 2000s. It's more than two decades old. It's been in space now for 17-some-odd years. So that it should start to now finally have some problems is not a surprise. It's unfortunate. They'll make use with what they can. It's still working, though, John, and so we'll have stuff for
them. There's an ozone hole, very large. Bob, didn't this kill us all in the 20th century? I remember
it was supposed to be solved. We supposedly had laws passed that would prevent the ozone hole from coming back, but instead the ozone this year is one of the biggest on record, which indicates that they really didn't know what caused the ozone hole in the first place.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,